I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. We begin today with weather. Forecasters say powerful storms could produce dangerous winds, damaging hail the size of tennis balls, and tornadoes today in Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. Large parts of the region are expecting severe weather this afternoon into this evening. 29 million people live in the affected area. In Georgia, the greatest risk is in the northwest portion of the state, including Dalton, Rome, and Cartersville. Georgia lawmakers are considering scrapping electronic voting machines for a system that uses paper ballots. The proposal would move Georgia from its 16-year-old electronic touchscreen voting system with no paper backup to either a touchscreen system that prints a paper ballot or paper ballots marked by pencil. Republican Representative Ed Setzler of Acworth, one of the bill's primary backers, says it's needed to ensure that election results can be audited if there are claims or evidence of irregularities. The measure recently passed the House Governmental Affairs Committee and is expected to quickly see a vote before the full House. Well, two people were seriously injured on St. Patrick's Day when a deck collapsed in the back of a downtown Savannah bar. According to the fire department, the rogue water tap house deck fell 12 feet, collapsing onto a seating area below. 14 people in total were transported to local hospitals. WTOC reports that the bar later reopened. Savannah's St. Patrick's Day parade is reportedly the second largest in the United States and the third largest in the world. This year's event drew roughly 500,000 attendees, including Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, who walked briefly during the parade as it passed through a specially secured zone. The vice president was greeted by supporters and protesters. 8-year-old Waylon Rogers was there with his mother wearing a homemade T-shirt that read, "Stop Gun Violence." He said he had a message for Mr. Pence to take back to President Trump.
If you think that you can are going to arm our teachers, you're a jerk. So BS. And after what happened at Douglas High, it's probably gonna happen again. What are you gonna do about it?
Surrounded by Secret Service agents, Pence never came close enough to the crowd to hear what the young man said. And a woman is in federal custody on charges she tried to smuggle a 14-year-old boy into the U.S. from Mexico by using a forged Georgia birth certificate. Joanna Gomez Aguillon was arrested last week near the border with Texas. Officials say they became suspicious when the teenager appeared to be nervous and couldn't answer basic questions. The Brownsville Herald reports Gomez Aguillon admitted that the child's mother in Savannah had supplied the fake birth certificate and was planning to pay her more than $4,000 to bring the boy into the country. And Georgia lawmakers are urging military leaders to locate the Army's future command in Atlanta. It's part of efforts to restructure how the military researches, develops, and acquires new equipment. According to the AJC, Georgia's congressional delegation cited the city's proximity to technology firms, universities, military bases, and the world's busiest airport in its pitch. Military officials say multiple locations are under consideration. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.